I've picked these top 13 phrases because they allow you to speak in the present, in the past, and in the future, but without having to learn verb endings, which is the thing that kind of slows you down when you're learning a new language. And eventually, you'll want to learn verb endings, but until that point, you also want to be able to communicate effectively in Spanish and be able to have conversations. So we're going to start by adding some infinitive verbs. So these are the verbs that normally you would have to change to past, present, future, whatever. But because of these special verbs that we're going to use in a minute, these can stay as the original verbs. Okay, and we're going to use these then to practice. And it also means that you can, this column, you can fill with any new verbs you learn, and that will greatly expand your Spanish. So let's start off with three to do with going and coming. So, id, to go, venid, to come, salid, to go out. Id, venid, salid. Id, to go, venid, to come, salid, to go out. And then we're going to move down to a pair, and we're going to say to eat and to drink. Comer, beber. And then hablar, bailar, to speak and to dance. And finally, hacer, to do, and it also means to make. Hacer, to do, to make. So these are the verbs I've chosen, just so I can show you how much you can do with these top 13 phrases you're going to learn in a minute. Obviously, in here, in this column, you can put anything. You could put correr, to run, jugar, to play, esperar, to wait, etc., etc. So I've split our 13 phrases into ones we can use in the present, ones to talk about the future, and ones to talk about the past. So let's start off with the present. So we're going to learn to say I want, and also do you want. I need, and do you need. I have to, you have to, or do you have to. I like, do you like, and I can, and can you. So let's have a look. We've got quiero, I want, and quieres, do you want, or you want. So quiero, quieres, I want, and you want, or do you want. And in a minute, we're going to practice these, but you can see straight away, we could say quiero ir, I want to go. Quiero venir, I want to come. Do you want to come? Quieres venir. Do you want to go out? Quieres salir, etc. We'll practice that in a minute. Then we've got necesito, I need. And necesitas, you need, or do you need. We can say I have to, tengo que. And you have to, tienes que, tienes que. We can say, I like, me gusta. You like, or do you like, te gusta, te gusta. We can say, I can, or as a question, can I? Puedo, puedo, puedo. And you can, or can you? Puedes, puedes. So you'll notice in Spanish that the statement is the same as the question. So let's have a quick practice. How would you say I need to go out? I need to go out. What would that be? Necesito salir. Necesito salir. How would you say can I come? Puedo venir. Puedo venir. And at this stage, we're going to add a third column to help us make even more complex and useful phrases. And you don't have to remember all of this. What I would suggest is you go through this lesson a few times, print off, do a screenshot and print it off, and then just practice it. And once you've got this lesson learnt sufficiently, you'll find yourself being able to deal with almost any situation in Spanish. So third column, conmigo and contigo. with me, with you, conmigo, contigo. Algo is something. A Madrid is to Madrid, and a la playa, to the beach. And you'll see how we can mix these about a little bit and make them more versatile in a minute. So how would you say, can I go with you? Can I go with you? What would that be? ¿Puedo ir contigo? ¿Puedo ir contigo? How would you say, I need to speak with you? I need to speak with you. What would that be? Necesito hablar contigo. Necesito hablar contigo. How would you say, I want to do something? Quiero hacer algo. Quiero hacer algo. How would you say, do you want to come to the beach? Do you want to come to the beach? What would that be? ¿Quieres venir a la playa? ¿Quieres venir a la playa? How would you say, do you want to go out with me? Do you want to go out with me? What would that be? ¿Quieres salir conmigo? ¿Quieres salir conmigo? How would you say, I like to go to the beach? What would that be? I like to go to the beach. Me gusta ir a la playa. Me gusta ir a la playa. How would you say, can you do something with me? Can you do something with me? What would that be? ¿Puedes hacer algo conmigo? ¿Puedes hacer algo conmigo? Okay, we'll come back to the present later on in the lesson. And let's go on to the future. What are the phrases we can use for the future? So, I'm going to is voy a, voy a. And you're going to, or are you going to, vas a, vas a. I'm planning, as in I'm planning to do something, is pienso. Pienso also means I think, but we use it with a verb to mean I'm planning to do something. Pienso, pienso. And are you planning? Piensas, piensas. I would like, me gustaría. Would you like, te gustaría? Te gustaría. So, how would you say, I'm going to go out? I'm going to go out. What would that be? Voy a salir. Voy a salir. How would you say, I'm going to go to Madrid? Voy a ir a Madrid. Voy a ir a Madrid. How would you say, I'm planning to go to the beach? I'm planning to go to the beach. What would that be? Pienso ir a la playa. Pienso ir a la playa. How would you ask the question, would you like to go out with me? ¿Te gustaría salir conmigo? ¿Te gustaría salir conmigo? How would you say, I'm not going to go out? I'm not going to go out. And to say a negative in Spanish, you just start with no, N-O, no. So how would you say, I'm not going out? No voy a salir. No voy a salir. How would you say, I would like to speak with you? I would like to speak with you. What would that be? Me gustaría hablar contigo. Me gustaría hablar contigo. And incidentally, you might be thinking, why am I saying to speak with you? In Britain, we would say, I would like to speak to you, not with you. Because in Spanish, it works in the same way as American English, where they would say, to speak with you. Hablar contigo. How would you say, are you going to dance with me? Are you going to dance with me? What would that be? ¿Vas a bailar conmigo? ¿Vas a bailar conmigo? And before we continue, I'll just mention the Pro Spanish Levels 1 to 6 course, available for download at prospanish.co.uk. And this takes the complete beginner up to a conversational level of Spanish. Okay, let's move on to phrases we can use to help us in the past. So we're going to start off with I've just, to be able to say the phrase I've just done something, we say acabo de, and to say you have just done it or have you just done it, acabas de. So acabo de and acabas de. I've just done something or you've just done something. Quise, I wanted. Quisiste, you wanted or did you want. Tuve que, I had to. Tuviste que, you had to, or the question, did you have to. Pude, I could or I was able to. Pudiste, could you or were you able to. Iba a, I was going to. Ibas a, you were going to or were you going to. It's incredibly useful because you don't need to learn all the endings of the past tense verbs. You can use this little block to get you through most things in the past. Okay, so how would you say, I have just eaten something? What would that be? I've just eaten something. Acabo de comer algo. Acabo de comer algo. How would you say, were you going to go to the beach? Were you going to go to the beach? What would that be? Ibas a ir a la playa? Ibas a ir a la playa? How would you say, I wanted to do it? I wanted to do it. Now, we haven't learnt it. We've learnt to say something. So we could say, I wanted to do something. But the word it is lo, and it just sticks on our verb. So to do it is hacerlo, all one word. So hacer, to do, hacerlo, all one word. And you could use the same thing with to eat it, comerlo. To drink it, beberlo. Okay, so hacerlo, to do it. So how would you say, I wanted to do it? Quise hacerlo. Quise hacerlo. How about, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. What would that be? No pude hacerlo. No pude hacerlo. How would you say, I was going to drink something. I was going to drink something. Iba a beber algo. Iba a beber algo. Okay, and now we're going to put the present, the past, and the future all together. And I'm going to fire off different sentences for you to say. Even if you are a bit slow in answering, or you need to keep looking at the grid, that's absolutely fine. Part of what we're doing here is just showing how much capacity you will have once you learn these top 13 phrases. Okay, so how would you say, can you do it with me? Can you do it with me? What would that be? ¿Puedes hacerlo conmigo? ¿Puedes hacerlo conmigo? How would you say, I have to come with you? Tengo que venir contigo. Tengo que venir contigo. How would you say, I wasn't going to do it? I wasn't going to do it. What would that be? No iba a hacerlo. No iba a hacerlo. How would you say, I've just eaten something? I've just eaten something. What would that be?
Acabo de comer algo. Acabo de comer algo.
What about, do you need to do it? Do you need to do it? And we could add, do you need to do it now? Now is ahora. How would you say, do you need to do it?
Necesitas hacerlo. Necesitas hacerlo.
How would you say, I'm planning to do it later? Later is luego, as in the phrase hasta luego. Luego, later. I'm planning to do it later. What would that be?
Pienso hacerlo luego. Pienso hacerlo luego.
How would you say, are you going to come with me?
Vas a venir conmigo. Vas a venir conmigo.
How would you say,
I wanted to dance with you. I wanted to dance with you. Quise bailar contigo. Quise bailar contigo.
How about, were you able to do it? Like, could you do it? Were you able to do it? What would that be?
Pudiste hacerlo? Pudiste hacerlo?
What about, were you able to go to the beach? Were you able to go to the beach?
Pudiste ir a la playa? Pudiste ir a la playa?
And you could add a phrase like, in the end, al final. Al final, in the end. So how would you say, were you able to go to the beach in the end? What would that be?
Pudiste ir a la playa al final. Pudiste ir a la playa al final.
And with these top 13 phrases, often you only need one little, let's say, a connective word like and or because, and you're making really long, complex sentences. So, for example, because is porque. Porque, porque, because is porque. So you could say things like,
I couldn't go to the beach yesterday because I had to do something with my girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever it might be.
So there's only an extra few little words you need in there to do a sentence like that. So the sentence would be,
no pude ir a la playa.
I couldn't go to the beach. No pude ir a la playa.
Porque,
because.
Tuve que,
I had to.
Do something, hacer algo,
with my girlfriend,
con,
and you know that from conmigo, contigo,
con mi novia.
No pude ir a la playa.
Porque tuve que hacer algo con mi novia.
So very easy things like that. So let's give another, let's use porque again. How would you say,
I couldn't do it because I had to go to the beach with my girlfriend.
I couldn't do it because I had to go to the beach with my girlfriend. What would that be?
No pude hacerlo porque tuve que ir a la playa con mi novia. No pude hacerlo porque tuve que ir a la playa con mi novia.
So these top 13 phrases will get you very far indeed. But if you're looking to take your Spanish to the next level, then head over to prospanish.co.uk where you can download levels 1 to 6. And this takes the complete beginner or near beginner up to a conversational level of Spanish.